Arraignment. The defendant's arraignment is scheduled for Monday morning. Bail hearing. The judge granted a bail hearing to determine the conditions of release. Beyond a reasonable doubt. The prosecutor must prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Capital punishment. The debate on the morality of capital punishment continues in legal circles. Criminal law. Criminal law deals with offenses against the state or public. Cross-examination. The defense lawyer conducted a thorough cross-examination of the key witness. Defendant. The defendant entered a plea of not guilty. Double jeopardy. The defense argued that a retrial would constitute double jeopardy. Due process. It's crucial to ensure that every citizen receives due process under the law. Evidence. The prosecution presented compelling evidence to support its case. Exoneration. DNA evidence led to the exoneration of the wrongly accused. Felony. He was charged with a felony for embezzlement. Grand jury. The grand jury decided to indict the suspect based on the evidence presented. Habeas corpus. The defense filed a petition for a writ of habeas corpus. Illegal search and seizure. The defense argued that the evidence was obtained through illegal search and seizure. Immunity. The witness was granted immunity in exchange for cooperation. Inadmissible. The judge ruled the evidence as inadmissible due to improper handling. Indictment. The grand jury issued an indictment against the alleged drug traffickers. Innocent until proven guilty. In our legal system, everyone is considered innocent until proven guilty. Jury selection. The attorneys carefully conducted the jury selection process. Manslaughter. The defendant was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Miranda rights. The police read the suspect his Miranda rights during the arrest. Mitigating circumstances. The defense argued that there were mitigating circumstances that should be considered. Negligence. The plaintiff claimed damages due to the defendant's negligence. Plea bargain. The defendant opted for a plea bargain to reduce the potential sentence. Presumption of innocence. The legal system upholds the presumption of innocence until proven otherwise. Probable cause. The officer had probable cause to make the arrest. Prosecution. The prosecution presented a strong case against the accused. Reasonable doubt. The jury must have no reasonable doubt to convict. Restitution. The court ordered the defendant to pay restitution to the victims. Preliminary hearing. The preliminary hearing will determine if there is enough evidence to proceed to trial. Due process. It's crucial to ensure that every citizen receives due process under the law. Evidence. The prosecution presented compelling evidence to support its case. Exoneration. DNA evidence led to the exoneration of the wrongly accused. Felony. He was charged with a felony for embezzlement. Grand jury. The grand jury decided to indict the suspect based on the evidence presented. Habeas corpus. The defense filed a petition for a writ of habeas corpus. Illegal search and seizure. The defense argued that the evidence was obtained through illegal search and seizure. Immunity. The witness was granted immunity in exchange for cooperation. inadmissible. The judge ruled the evidence as inadmissible due to improper handling. Indictment. The grand jury issued an indictment against the alleged drug traffickers. Innocent until proven guilty. In our legal system, everyone is considered innocent until proven guilty. Jury selection. The attorneys carefully conducted the jury selection process. Manslaughter. The defendant was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Miranda rights. The police read the suspect his Miranda rights during the arrest. Mitigating circumstances. The defense argued that there were mitigating circumstances that should be considered. Negligence. The plaintiff claimed damages due to the defendant's negligence. Plea bargain. The defendant opted for a plea bargain to reduce the potential sentence. Presumption of innocence. The legal system upholds the presumption of innocence until proven otherwise. Probable cause. The officer had probable cause to make the arrest. Prosecution. The prosecution presented a strong case against the accused. Reasonable doubt. The jury must have no reasonable doubt to convict. Restitution. The court ordered the defendant to pay restitution to the victims. Preliminary hearing. The preliminary hearing will determine if there is enough evidence to proceed to trial. Probation. The judge sentenced the defendant to probation instead of jail time. Public defender. The defendant couldn't afford an attorney and was assigned a public defender. Reckless endangerment. The charges included reckless endangerment for the defendant's actions. Recidivism. Programs aim to reduce recidivism among released prisoners. Search warrant. The police obtained a search warrant before entering the premises. Self-defense. The defendant claimed self-defense in response to the assault charges. Sentencing. The judge will determine the sentencing based on the severity of the crime. Subpoena. The lawyer issued a subpoena to compel the witness to testify. Suspended sentence. The court may consider a suspended sentence for first-time offenders. A testimony. The witness gave a compelling testimony during the trial. Torture. International law prohibits the use of torture in any circumstances. Vandalism. The defendant was charged with vandalism for graffiti on public property. Victim impact statement. The victim's family read a powerful impact statement during sentencing. Warrant. The police obtained a warrant for the arrest of the suspect. White-collar crime. White-collar crime often involves financial deception by professionals. Wiretapping. The legality of wiretapping is a contentious issue in privacy law. Witness. The witness identified the suspect in a police lineup. Alibi. The defendant provided a solid alibi for the time of the alleged crime. Amicus curiae. The court accepted an amicus curiae brief to provide additional legal perspectives. Appeal. The defense decided to appeal the verdict based on new evidence. Arrest warrant. The police obtained an arrest warrant before apprehending the suspect. Battery. The defendant was charged with battery for the physical altercation. Probation. The judge sentenced the defendant to probation instead of jail time. Public defender. The defendant couldn't afford an attorney and was assigned a public defender. Reckless endangerment. The charges included reckless endangerment for the defendant's actions. Recidivism. Programs aim to reduce recidivism among released prisoners. Search warrant. The police obtained a search warrant before entering the premises. Self-defense. The defendant claimed self-defense in response to the assault charges. Sentencing. The judge will determine the sentencing based on the severity of the crime. Subpoena. The lawyer issued a subpoena to compel the witness to testify. Suspended sentence. The court may consider a suspended sentence for first-time offenders. A testimony. The witness gave a compelling testimony during the trial. Torture. International law prohibits the use of torture in any circumstances. Vandalism. The defendant was charged with vandalism for graffiti on public property. Victim impact statement. The victim's family read a powerful impact statement during sentencing. Warrant. The police obtained a warrant for the arrest of the suspect. White-collar crime. White-collar crime often involves financial deception by professionals. Wiretapping. The legality of wiretapping is a contentious issue in privacy law. Witness. The witness identified the suspect in a police lineup. Alibi. The defendant provided a solid alibi for the time of the alleged crime. Amicus curiae. The court accepted an amicus curiae brief to provide additional legal perspectives. Appeal. The defense decided to appeal the verdict based on new evidence. Arrest warrant. The police obtained an arrest warrant before apprehending the suspect. Battery. The defendant was charged with battery for the physical altercation. Capital offense. Committing murder is considered a capital offense in many jurisdictions. Chain of custody. Maintaining a secure chain of custody is crucial in handling evidence. Circumstantial evidence. The prosecutor built a case using circumstantial evidence. Class action. The lawsuit evolved into a class action to represent a larger group of plaintiffs. Conspiracy. The defendants were charged with conspiracy to commit fraud. Conviction. The defendant's prior conviction played a role in the sentencing decision. Corpus delicti. Establishing the corpus delicti is essential in proving a crime occurred. Counsel. The defendant has the right to legal counsel during the trial. Crime scene. Investigators meticulously examine the crime scene for evidence. Criminal record. A criminal record can have significant implications for employment. Cruel and unusual punishment. The court ruled against imposing cruel and unusual punishment. Custody. The suspect was taken into custody pending further investigation. Deliberation. The jury entered into deliberation to reach a unanimous decision. Deterrence. The judge considered the need for deterrence when sentencing the defendant. Direct examination. The attorney conducted a thorough direct examination of the witness. Discovery. The legal team engaged in the discovery process to gather evidence. Double jeopardy. The defense argued that a retrial would violate the principle of double jeopardy. Exclusionary rule. The judge applied the exclusionary rule to suppress illegally obtained evidence. Extradition. The extradition process was initiated to bring the suspect back to the country. False imprisonment. The plaintiff sued for damages due to false imprisonment. Forensic evidence. Forensic evidence played a crucial role in solving the case. Forgery. The defendant faced charges of forgery for falsifying documents. Good faith. The defendant acted in good faith, believing their actions were legal. Homicide. The investigation focused on gathering evidence related to the homicide. Hostile witness. The attorney struggled with questioning the hostile witness. Immunity agreement. The key witness agreed to cooperate in exchange for an immunity agreement. In camera. The judge reviewed sensitive evidence in camera to assess its admissibility. Incompetent to stand trial. The court declared the defendant incompetent to stand trial. Inculpatory evidence. The prosecutor presented inculpatory evidence to support the charges. Injunction. The court issued an injunction to prevent the distribution of confidential information. Insanity defense. The defense invoked an insanity defense for their client. Interrogation. The suspect underwent intense police interrogation during the investigation. Jailhouse informant. The credibility of the jailhouse informant was questioned during the trial. Juvenile delinquency. The court addressed issues related to juvenile delinquency. Legal precedent. The attorney cited a relevant legal precedent to support their argument. Leniency. The judge considered leniency in sentencing due to the defendant's remorse. Liable. The court found the defendant liable for damages in the civil case. Mistrial. The judge declared a mistrial due to procedural errors during the trial. Motive. Reestablishing motive is crucial in understanding the defendant's actions. No contest. The defendant entered a plea of no contest to resolve the case quickly. Parole. The parole board granted early release to the rehabilitated prisoner. Perjury. The witness faced charges of perjury for providing false testimony. Petty offense. The court dealt with the petty offense through a fine rather than imprisonment. Plea. The defendant entered a guilty plea to avoid a lengthy trial. Preliminary injunction. The court issued a preliminary injunction to halt the contested activity temporarily. Preponderance of evidence. The plaintiff must prove their case by a preponderance of evidence in a civil trial. Prison sentence. The defendant received a lengthy prison sentence for the serious crime committed. Probation officer. The probation officer will monitor the offender's compliance with the court-ordered terms. Public intoxication. The individual was arrested for public intoxication after causing a disturbance. Racketeering. The organized crime syndicate faced charges of racketeering and illegal activities. Rehabilitation. The focus of the sentence was on rehabilitation rather than punitive measures. Remand. The suspect was remanded into custody pending further investigation. Resisting arrest. The additional charge of resisting arrest was filed after the suspect attempted to evade police. Restraining order. The court issued a restraining order to protect the victim from further harm. Robbery. The defendant was charged with robbery for forcefully taking property from the victim. Search and seizure. The police conducted a search and seizure operation to gather evidence. Self-incrimination. The right to remain silent protects individuals from self-incrimination during police questioning. Sentencing guidelines. Judges follow sentencing guidelines to ensure consistency in punishment for similar crimes. Slander. The celebrity filed a lawsuit for damages due to false and damaging slander. Sovereign immunity. The principle of sovereign immunity shields governments from certain lawsuits. Statute of limitations. The case was dismissed due to expiration of the statute of limitations. Statutory rape. Charges of statutory rape were brought against an adult engaging with a minor. Subornation of perjury. The lawyer faced charges of subornation of perjury for encouraging false testimony. Summary judgment. The court issued a summary judgment due to the lack of genuine disputes in the case. Suspended sentence. The judge opted for a suspended sentence instead of immediate incarceration. A testimonial evidence. The court considered the credibility of testimonial evidence presented by the witness. Theft. The defendant was accused of theft for unlawfully taking another person's property. Tort. The lawsuit alleged a tort, claiming harm resulting from the defendant's negligence. Traffic violation. The officer issued a citation for a traffic violation after a routine stop. Trespassing. The property owner pressed charges for trespassing against the intruder. Vicarious liability. Employers can be held vicariously liable for the actions of their employees during work. Voir dire. Attorneys conducted voir dire to select an impartial jury for the trial. Writ of habeas corpus. The defense filed a writ of habeas corpus to challenge the client's detention. Youthful offender. The court considered the defendant as a youthful offender, taking age into account. Acquittal. The jury's decision resulted in the defendant's acquittal of all charges. Adjudication. The judge's adjudication involved a careful analysis of the evidence presented. Affidavit. The witness submitted a sworn affidavit detailing their account of the events. Aggravated assault. The charges were elevated to aggravated assault due to the severity of the attack. Alienation of affection. The lawsuit claimed damages for alienation of affection in a marital context. Amnesty. The government declared amnesty for certain offenses during a transitional period. Antitrust. The company faced legal action for antitrust violations and anti-competitive practices. Appellate court. The decision was appealed to the appellate court for review. Arbitration. The parties opted for arbitration to resolve the dispute outside of court. Arraignment. The defendant's arraignment marked the formal beginning of the legal process. Battery. The defendant was charged with battery for intentionally causing bodily harm. Bench trial. The case proceeded as a bench trial, with the judge deciding the verdict. Bribery. The executive faced charges of bribery for accepting illegal payments. Burden of proof. The prosecution bears the burden of proof to establish guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Causation. Establishing causation is crucial in determining liability for damages. Chain of custody. Maintaining a secure chain of custody is essential to preserve the integrity of evidence. Civil rights. The lawsuit addressed violations of civil rights and discrimination. Common law. Common law principles are derived from court decisions rather than statutes. Community service. The sentence included community service as a form of restitution. Compensatory damages. The plaintiff sought compensatory damages to recover losses. Concurrent sentence. The judge imposed a concurrent sentence for multiple offenses. Constitutional rights. Protecting constitutional rights is a fundamental aspect of legal practice. Contempt of court. The individual was held in contempt of court for disruptive behavior during proceedings. Conviction. The conviction was based on overwhelming evidence presented at trial. Criminal negligence. The defendant faced charges of criminal negligence for reckless actions. Cross-examination. The defense attorney conducted a rigorous cross-examination of the prosecution's witness. Culpability. The degree of culpability is considered during the sentencing phase. De facto. The de facto situation reflected the practical reality, even if not legally recognized. De jure. The legal status, or de jure recognition, was granted by the appropriate authority. Defamation. The lawsuit alleged defamation, claiming false statements harmed the plaintiff's reputation. Defendant. The defendant pleaded not guilty to all charges brought against them. Deposition. The witness provided a deposition, recorded testimony given under oath. Detention. The suspect was placed in detention pending trial. Disbarment. The attorney faced disbarment for ethical violations. Discovery. The legal team engaged in the discovery process to gather evidence for the trial. Dissenting opinion. A judge wrote a dissenting opinion to express disagreement with the majority decision. Docket. The court clerk maintained the docket, a record of cases scheduled for hearing. Double jeopardy. The defense argued that a retrial would violate the principle of double jeopardy. Due process. Ensuring due process is fundamental to protecting individual rights in legal proceedings. Embezzlement. The defendant was charged with embezzlement for misappropriating funds. Entrapment. The defense claimed entrapment, arguing that the defendant was induced to commit the crime. Exclusionary rule. The judge applied the exclusionary rule, excluding illegally obtained evidence from the trial. Exculpatory evidence. The defense presented exculpatory evidence to establish innocence. Extradition. The extradition process was initiated to transfer the suspect to another jurisdiction. False imprisonment. The plaintiff sought damages for false imprisonment, alleging wrongful confinement. Felony. The defendant was charged with a felony, indicating a serious criminal offense. Forensic expert. The testimony of the forensic expert provided crucial evidence in the case. Fraud. The lawsuit alleged fraud, claiming intentional deception by the defendant. Grand jury. The grand jury reviewed evidence to determine if charges should be brought against the defendant. Habeas corpus. The writ of habeas corpus was filed to challenge the legality of the detainment. Harassment. The plaintiff sought restraining order due to persistent harassment. Hearsay. The court excluded hearsay evidence, as it was not directly from a witness. Hostile witness. The attorney faced challenges while questioning a hostile witness. Immunity. The witness received immunity in exchange for cooperating with the prosecution. In camera. The judge reviewed confidential evidence in camera to protect sensitive information. Inadmissible. The attorney objected, arguing that certain evidence was inadmissible. Indictment. The grand jury issued an indictment, formally charging the suspect with a crime. Injunction. The court issued an injunction to halt a specific action temporarily. Insanity defense. The defense argued the insanity defense, claiming the defendant was not mentally responsible. Interrogation. The suspect underwent police interrogation to gather information about the crime. Intoxication. The defense raised the issue of intoxication, claiming it affected the defendant's actions. Jury instructions. The judge provided jury instructions to guide deliberations and decisions. Juvenile court. The case was transferred to juvenile court due to the age of the defendant. Kidnapping. The defendant faced charges of kidnapping for unlawfully restraining another person. Larceny. The defendant was accused of larceny for stealing personal property. Legal aid. The defendant sought legal aid to secure representation during the trial. Liable. The court found the defendant liable for damages in the civil lawsuit. Manslaughter. The defendant was charged with manslaughter for unintentionally causing death. Mediation. The parties engaged in mediation to resolve the dispute without going to trial. Misdemeanor. The defendant was charged with a misdemeanor, a less serious criminal offense. Moot court. Participating in moot court helped law students practice courtroom skills. Mugshot. The police took a mugshot of the suspect during the booking process. Nolo contendere. The defendant entered a plea of nolo contendere, neither admitting nor denying guilt. Objection. The defense attorney raised an objection to the admissibility of the evidence. Offense. The defendant was charged with a serious criminal offense. Parole officer. The parole officer monitored the released offender's compliance with parole conditions. Pardon. The president issued a pardon, granting clemency to the convicted individual. Peremptory challenge. The attorney exercised a peremptory challenge to remove a juror without stating a reason. Plaintiff. The plaintiff filed a lawsuit seeking compensation for damages. Plea bargain. The defendant entered into a plea bargain to reduce the severity of the charges. Plead the Fifth. The witness chose to plead the Fifth Amendment to avoid self-incrimination. Pretrial conference. The attorneys met for a pretrial conference to discuss case details and potential settlements. Prima facie. The prosecution presented prima facie evidence, establishing a case that would proceed to trial. Probable cause. The officer had probable cause to make the arrest based on observed actions. Procedural law. Understanding procedural law is essential for navigating legal processes. Probation violation. The defendant faced consequences for a probation violation. Public nuisance. The court addressed charges related to creating a public nuisance. Kitam action. The whistleblower filed a Kitam action on behalf of the government. Rape. The defendant was charged with rape, a serious sexual offense. Rebuttal. The attorney presented a strong rebuttal to counter the opposing argument. Recusal. The judge declared recusal due to a conflict of interest in the case. A reformation. Are the legal team advocated for the reformation of certain statutes. Remittitor. The court ordered remittitor, reducing the awarded damages. Restorative justice. The court considered restorative justice principles in sentencing. Robbery. The defendant was convicted of robbery for forcefully taking property. Rule of law. Upholding the rule of law is fundamental for a just society. Search warrant. The police obtained a search warrant before conducting the search. Sequester. The jury was sequestered during deliberations to avoid external influence. Serious bodily harm. The charge was elevated due to the serious bodily harm caused. Slander. The plaintiff sought damages for false and damaging spoken statements. Solicitation. The defendant was arrested for solicitation of illegal activities. Statute. The statute defined the legal framework for the particular offense. Statute of frauds. The statute of frauds required certain contracts to be in writing to be enforceable. Subpoena duces tecum. The attorney issued a subpoena duces tecum to request specific documents. Suspended sentence. Ere the court imposed a suspended sentence instead of immediate incarceration. Temporary insanity. The defense claimed temporary insanity as a factor in the defendant's actions. Testamentary capacity. The court assessed the individual's testamentary capacity when contesting a will. Tortious interference. The lawsuit alleged tortious interference with contractual relations. Traffic stop. The officer conducted a routine traffic stop to check for violations. Transcript. The court reporter provided a transcript of the proceedings for review. Trespassing. The defendant was arrested for trespassing on private property. Unlawful assembly. Charges were filed for participating in an unlawful assembly. Vandalism. The defendant faced charges of vandalism for damaging public property. Venue. The venue of the trial was selected based on legal considerations. Verdict. The jury reached a unanimous verdict after careful deliberation. Vicarious liability. Employers may face vicarious liability for the actions of their employees. Voir dire. The attorneys conducted voir dire to select an impartial jury for the trial. Warrant. The police obtained a warrant for the arrest of the suspect. White-collar crime. The investigation focused on white-collar crime involving financial deception. Wire fraud. The defendant was charged with wire fraud for using electronic communication in a fraudulent scheme. With prejudice. The case was dismissed with prejudice, preventing its refiling. Without prejudice, the court dismissed the case without prejudice, allowing for future litigation. Wrongful death. The lawsuit sought compensation for wrongful death caused by negligence.